In the August issue of After Dark, read about how Maurice Cotterell figured out his gut syndrome and how he healed it. And I'll give you a hint. Part of it was the new Russian device called Skinar. Also, Glynis McCants writes about the numerology of Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett, plus is California overdue for tsunami? Find out what the experts say in After Dark. It's everything you'll love about Coast to Coast AM. Call 1-888-727-5505 or online at coasttocoastam.com.
Now we take you back to the night of September 23rd, 1997, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
And now, what you no doubt have been waiting for, here come the reversals on the Area 51 caller, the wild man who knocked me off the air. David?
Okay, we're going to look at these. There's no doubt in my mind, as a precursor to this, that this was a very genuine call, and you were definitely knocked off the air. I base that opinion not just on these reversals, but on some of the reversals of other Area 51 people who called in after. So I want to get through all of these.
All right,
okay?
All right, you bet.
Here we go with the first one.
Can't spend a lot of time on the phone, so give us something quick.
Okay, okay, well, what we're thinking of as aliens are they're extra-dimensional beings.
And the verse on this one is, they want to get through.
That want to get through.
You hear that okay?
No, sure, they want to get through.
And again.
That want to get through.
And, you know, I want you to compare this to the reversals on Steve, who we played earlier, which indicated he was not being completely truthful. Now, this one here is adding extra dimensions to the story. He's not saying this is not true. His reversals is giving extra information to what he's saying forwards.
Right.
And that reversal there was also found by many, many people who emailed and faxed me. So a lot of people who found that, you did a very good job. And here's the next one.
I'm sorry, the government knows about them. And there's a lot of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to.
Okay, this next one refers to the U.S. government, I believe. That's on the section it occurs. Reversal says they're shielding off in your room, or it could be womb, and I'm not too sure which way to call it. So
right.
You listen, they're shielding off in your womb or your room, one of the two.
They're shielding off in your room.
And again?
They're shielding off in your room.
I get room.
Right, that's what I'm leaning towards. A couple of my staff said it was womb, but I can hear definitely room.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's room.
And I think, I'm leaning towards room too, and I think he's, you know, I think it's simply referring to they are shielding you off. Somehow they're going to cut you off the air, or they're doing something else. I'm not sure if it's directed to you or someone else, but it's certainly a warning, I think.
It certainly is.
Let me play it one more time.
Okay.
You know, I mean, this is a guy who's very serious. He believes what he's saying. He's genuinely scared, but particularly in this next reverse I'm going to play, which I would say well over 50% of the people who emailed me also found this reversal as well.
They want the major population centers wiped out so that the few that are left will be more easily controllable.
And reversal simply says, feel the heat, or feel the pressure is the way I would interpret it. But feel the heat of the police or whoever's chasing him.
Feel the heat.
Okay?
Yep. Feel the heat.
Yeah. And there are the three reversals I'm totally convinced about. I'm going to play another one as well. I don't want to stake my reputation on this one, but I want to play it because of the significance of it. And this is right at the very end. He's crying. His voice is choked.
Discharged.
And then your satellite goes down, and we've got a little bit right on the end.
I started getting...
And when I first heard this reversal, I heard it as going to get shot. But my staff tell me it says going to get a job. So we've been arguing about it. But I want to play it because the significance is difficult to call it because he's crying.
All
going
right.
to get shot or going to get a job?
Going to get a job. Going to get a job.
And I think it's shot at the end.
I think it's
a job.
Oh, it's shot.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly how I hear it. And I'm going to run that again. I'll let other people call it. There's an extra syllable in there. That's the. But I see he's crying. His voice is all choked. You
yes.
know?
Yeah, oh, yes.
I'm going to do it again.
Going to get a job.
Right, you can hear the shot, right?
Oh, I say.
And again.
Going to get a job.
There's no question about it.
He yeah. Was... Here's, this is a man who's very genuine. He's in genuine stress. He has genuine information to communicate. Mm. I don't think he's being delusional. I really don't. I'm simply, if when he's saying they're shooting up in your room, he says forward they're going to triangulate me, and I think he's recognizing, listen, you're going to get taken off the air here, you know.
I'm going to get taken off the air, and he's going to get shot.
Right. And you want to hear what some of the people who call in say to you. These are ex-Area 51 employees. He's a man who claims he's an ex-security guard. This isn't a totally significant one, but I'll run it anyway.
About your interruption, the last caller.
Yes.
I don't think you're going to hear from him again.
And he just simply said, Mega Man 3, which I've no idea what that means, but I didn't know what Rubber Duck meant either. Mega Man 3.
Mega Man 3. Mega Man 3.
You hear that?
He might have been saying make...
Sorry?
He might have been saying make a man free.
Okay.
Let me hear it again.
Okay.
Mega Man 3. Mega Man 3.
I think he's saying make a man free.
Okay. Once again, I've got Karen here next to me who's saying, that's what I said it says, David. You know, as people get better trained, they become more vocal. All right, let's move on with a man who claimed he was a cleaner for Area 51.
Oh, yes.
About acid in the holes in the desert and stuff.
Any yes. idea why I was tossed off the air like that?
I have a good idea. We worked with some things, some different satellite operations in the Gulf War where we cut down certain transmissions.
And he says, you were well fogged.
You were well fogged. You were well fogged.
And you were, too.
You were well fogged.
Yeah, we sure were.
Yeah, we'll do that one more time.
You were well fogged.
Yeah, you know, there is no doubt in my mind this is a genuine event that happened to you.
Oh, sure.
And which makes you, which you must ask the question, if you were generally shut down the first time in your career, first time this has ever happened, what did this man have to communicate that was so threatening, you know?
Did you get any reversals from me through all of that?
Yes. Not this one, the one after I'm going to play. Okay?
All right.
But I've got another one. This is a man, a wrestler man now, who said he'll only stay on for 45 seconds.
Let me just say something about that.
Are you an Area 51 employee?
Not currently, no.
Were you?
Yes, I was. But I only will stay on the line for 45 seconds.
And this one says, Art, so I say, warn you.
So as I...
Very clear warning.
Oh,
yes.
You hear that?
Yo, very clearly.
Yeah, well,
There was one little tiny gibberish before warn you.
That's you speaking, chipping in.
That's me.
Yeah.
All right.
Hear it again in the slow speed. Okay.
Wow.
And that was you. Let me do the last beat again. The warn you is very significant, very clear reversal, perfectly enunciated, perfect tonality. You can hear his seriousness behind it. Warn you. Take note.
All right, play it at regular speed, David.
Okay. Here we go.
Yep.
So I say, warn you, he's emphasizing his point here. Take note. Listen to this, okay?
Oh, yes.
You were well fogged, my friend.
Well fogged.
And he has another reversal as well.
And tonight was one of the very rare nights that I
didn't type it.
But I'm going to hang up now.
Right, you're exactly right. 45 seconds on the nose.
And then he says, my man had a gun.
My man had a gun.
And again?
My man had a gun.
Oh, that's clear.
Yeah. And
too,
it
too
makes
clear.
Me wonder who this guy really was, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I warn you, my man had a gun. And we hear the other guy saying, gonna get shot. I mean, something came down, Art. Something really came down. I got chills doing these reversals. Okay, now here's one on you.
Wow. All right, now I've heard it. I thank you, folks. I was unable to hear that myself until just now. Weird, weird stuff.
And here you say, they force our battery.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Did you go on backup battery systems, or was referring to the batteries in the satellite, or what? Any idea?
We went on landline backup, digital landline backup.
Right.
Now, if I was referring to something that had to do with the satellite, I'm not aware of it.
Right.
So I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, they force our battery. I just assumed it was a backup system. And
When I think of backup, which is certainly what we were trying to get on at that moment or had just achieved, I would think of battery backup. So that's probably congruent.
Right. That's what I suspect, too. Here's another. Oh God, I've got a couple more important ones to play yet. And let's continue.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a necessity. And, you know, at one time it did pay my bills.
Naive assassin. Okay. And look at the trend that's coming in all of these reversals.
Oh,
all
yes.
of them, you know.
Yes, oh yes.
In the genuine callers. This is a man who's a current security guard. Let's run this one. And here we go.
Are you not afraid of retribution for making this call?
No, because we're security. And that's why Area 51 exists.
Okay, two reversals here. The first one says, the theory all set.
The theory all set.
What theory is all set?
Yeah.
The theory all set.
And the next reversal says, they'll shut you down.
And the situations have been claimed tonight, especially. They'll shut you down.
Damn.
They'll shut you down.
Hear that?
Yes, oh yes. Too clearly, thank you very much. They'll shut you down.
Absolutely. You know, I don't know what to tell you about this. It's something very seriously happened. And you're getting warned from people who are either current or ex-Area 51 employees who, in my mind, know exactly what they're talking about and know exactly how things work. And you've been warned.
This gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I remember them from that night, but hearing this now really gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. yeah. And here's another one on you.
And then at the very end, this is all stuff you didn't hear.
Right.
It was a kind of a scream and a screech and a cutoff.
And you say, and did we fuss?
And did we fuss? And did we fuss?
Just a statement of fact, you know.
Yes.
Fussing around, trying to work out what's going
sure,
on.
Sure.
Okay. Well, you know, that's practically it. I got a couple more, and then I'm done with the Area 51 calls.
Okay.
And you know, I mean, I still got more on Furman to play. It depends on how you want to run the program tonight. I can go for another hour at least, but it's up to you. Let us continue on here.
Well, you know what, Art? I think you're more prophetic than what you realize.
Prophetic?
Because he's, yeah.
Did you say prophetic, pathetic, or prophetic?
Prophetic,
that's
yeah.
And you're laughing, and back would you say, broke us up, get us off.
Broken us up, get us off.
Broken us up.
Broken us off, get us off.
Broken
us off, get us off.
I think it refers, I don't know whether it refers to your laughing, you know, you're breaking up laughing, or whether you're still reflecting on the whole night that happened.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but it was very clear.
Yeah, okay. And
this is one more on Steve in the second day that he called in. And this is probably his one redeeming reversal in all of the other ones that he had.
Just inside the Russian border, there were American troops involved. Soviets would not let the Americans come in, even and get the troops out. And Kennedy knew about this, and he was about to tell everyone about it.
And then he says in reverse, I pierce the big enemy.
I pierced the big enemy. I pierced the big enemy.
I pierced.
I pierced the big enemy.
Okay?
Yes.
And that's basically it.
All right. With
the clear reversals I found on the Area 51 reversals. So, and, you know, I've got several more on Furman, all the Simpson stuff. I've got the test that I want to run. It's up to you.
All right. Why don't we run the test? Do you have time?
Yeah, we've got 10 minutes. I don't know whether we'll get it in 10 minutes.
Oh, no, no, no. It's going to take 10 minutes. Really?
It's 10 to 1, is it not?
How long is the test?
Well, it is about 5 reversals, and what I want to do is, well, we'll get in as much of it as we can.
All right.
And I want people to get their pencil and papers out now, and I'm going to play you several reversals, and I'm going to give you a multiple choice of what they say. And this is the format, what I'm going to do. We'll just do a trial run to start off with. I'm going to play your reversal at 3 different speeds, and this first reversal, I'm going to give you the answer to this at the end, then I'll run the rest. This reversal either says, get back in it, big truck fix it, or there's a crack in it. So listen, what does it say? Get back in it, big truck fix it, or there's a crack in it. Get back in it.
Get back in it. Get back in it.
And here's the forwards on that one.
And he cut defense an extra $60 billion. Get back in it.
What did you hear on that one, Art?
You really want my answer? Because if I give you my answer and I've got it, it will influence others.
Okay, well, that was just my first test run.
All right, answer is get back in it.
Exactly correct. Okay, now the rest of them I'm not going to tell you, okay?
All right.
So now we're going to run it. Here's example number 2. This one either says we were going too fast, they pulled out the grass, or cover the car with brass. So which one does it say?
They pulled out the grass.
Okay, I don't want you to tell me. And
right.
We're going to run the forward dialogue.
Baby, ow. Sorry, it was my rough the other night.
Oh, really?
Okay, and one more time.
They pulled out the grass.
Okay, now here's test number 2. And this one either says, you were being so catty, who was ever the baddie, or you were never my daddy? And which one do you think this says? And we're going to play this now.
You are never my daddy. You are never my daddy. You are never my daddy.
And here's a forward on this.
It's tearing me apart because I keep this lie saying he didn't do it when I know he did. Mom, I love you, and I love Robert and Rachel, too, but he did it.
And here's the verse one more time.
You are not aware, did you?
Okay, and now we're going to go to another one, and this one either says, hear the lie, tell me why, or fear the lie. And, you know, in these examples, I've tried to make them all sound very similar, so they've got the same syllable count.
Right.
Sound very similar, you know, and this should really give a good test for reverse speech. So here it is.
Be the liar. You that you've been, this person who dreams and isn't in reality about who your husband really was and what your marriage really was and who you really were, has to go.
And here's reversal again.
Be the liar.
Okay, now...
I have absolutely no problem with these at all. It's going to be interesting to see how the audience reacts, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, look, we're at the top of the hour, so we will do one more hour. And when we get back, after you finish the test, let's just go to some of the best classics of all time.
Okay, we'll do exactly that.
All right, good. David John Oates is my guest. We're talking reverse speech.
Life.
I guess we shouldn't put it that way. We're talking about reverse speech, and you're hearing some of it. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time, on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from September 23rd, 1997.